Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Hey guys, Tim Miller from The Bulwark here. Deputy Dan, our deputy FBI director, former podcast host, was crying on Fox and Friends today because people don't appreciate how hard his job is. It's really something. And I want to talk to you about what is underlying all of this. But we should watch it together and laugh first.
I gave up everything for this. I mean, you know, my wife is struggling. I'm not a victim. I'm not Jim Comey. It's fine. I did this and I'm proud I did it. But if you think we're there for tea and crumpets, well, I mean, Cash is there all day. We share it. Our offices are linked. He turns on the faucet. I hear it. He's there. He gets in at like 6 o'clock in the morning. He doesn't leave till 7 at night. You know, I'm in there at 7:30 in the morning. He uses the gym. I work out in my apartment. But I stare at these four walls all day in D.C., you know, by myself, divorced from my wife. Not divorced, but I mean separated, divorced. And it's hard. I mean, you know, we love each other, and it's hard to be apart.
But you're doing some great work. You're straightening out the FBI. You're moving buildings. There's a lot of change.
Okay, so there it is. It was really cute how Brian Kilmeade was trying to buck him up there at the end. It's okay, buddy. You're doing good. Look, here, I mean, on the, for starters, it's just funny to point and laugh. Like Dan Bongino. You thought it was going to be hard? You thought you could leave your job as a podcast host and become the deputy director of the FBI with no relevant subject matter experience? Well, yeah, dude. Directing the FBI is a hard job. The Bureau does serious work. You know, being a conspiracy podcast host is not too hard to work. I should know, as a podcast host, I know how much work goes into it. It's not nothing. You know, we prep. I put in time. But for me, it's important to get the facts right. So I spend a lot of time reading other people and consuming information. That shouldn't have really been a problem for Dan, who just kind of said whatever he wanted, said whatever the craziest person on the internet said was true, and just started, you know, smearing people and throwing allegations around and cheering on Mr. Trump. Rah, rah, orange man, good. So, you know, shouldn't have been that hard for him. And as such, it's a big upgrade to a job that has, you know, actual responsibilities, right? I mean, when you're the deputy FBI director, you need to come up with evidence to bring to a grand jury or to U.S. attorney, you know, of crimes that have been committed. You know, you got to actually like have the work. You can't just pop off and be like, frazzle drip. I think Hillary Clinton is potentially putting the skin of babies on her face and hiding young children in the basement of a pizza parlor that doesn't have pizza. You can't like do that sort of stuff. There's been a cue drop. You can't really do that stuff when you have to bring material to to other parts of the justice apparatus. Here's another thing though. Here's what's really underlying why he was crying on Fox. And it's related to the fact that not just that the job is hard, which it is, which is why Donald Trump should have picked somebody who had experience in the entire modern history of the Bureau. The deputy FBI director was somebody who had been a G-man, who had years on the beat, who understood the job. So it's why he should have picked somebody like that. But the job is hard for a particular reason for Dan Bongino, as I mentioned. And that is that he has gotten rich and famous on parroting whatever his listeners wanted him to say, right? Like he would say outlandish shit and it didn't matter if it was true or not, okay? And you are now seeing, now that he has a job with responsibility, he's disappointing these people. I see it all the time in my social media feed of MAGAs that I follow. MAGAs complaining about Cash and Dave Mangino. Will Summer, who writes False Flag newsletter for us, has seen this and has documented this, which you should sign up for at thebulwark.com. Will Summer's newsletter about how, you know, a lot of the QAnon world, a lot of these guys are upset that, you know, that there haven't been any arrests. Why haven't they gone after the Biden crime family yet, right? There's just been this list of issues. Epstein, you know, previous. Well, let's go flashback to that clip where Patel and Mangino are talking about how how Epstein really did kill himself, because this is an important subtext here.
You said Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. People don't believe it.
Well, I mean, listen, they have a right to their opinion, but as someone who has worked as a public defender, as a prosecutor, who's been in that prison system, who's been in the Metropolitan Detention Center, who's been in segregated housing, you know a suicide when you see one, and that's what that was.
He killed himself. I've seen the whole file. He killed himself.
So you see there in that clip and in a different clip where on the same show with Murray Bartiromo, where they talked about how, you know, there was no real conspiracy behind the Trump assassination attempt. A lot of people, a lot of MAGA folks online wanted to believe that was the deep state. It was an op. And so you have these series of issues, the Biden crime family, so-called, you know, not getting arrested because they didn't actually do crimes. Epstein. The Trump assassination attempt, you know, QAnon, the supposed pedophile ring of Democrats, leading Democrats that are all pedophiles, right? Like, all this stuff for years and years, people on the right, content creators, which is what they were, like Cash and Mangino, had been riling people up about all this deep nefarious stuff that's happening behind the scenes, okay? And now they're in a position of authority. And they can't follow through on any of those things, because when you go to a grand jury, you need more info than just your farts. You know, when you go to the grand jury and say, hey, arrest this person, they're a pedophile, you got to actually show them evidence that they're a pedophile. You know, if the supposed pedophile ring was being maintained in the basement of a pizza parlor, you know, if you're going to arrest the people running that ring, you need to first prove that the pizza parlor had a fucking basement, which it didn't. And so that makes the FBI director and deputy director job particularly hard for Cash and Mangino, because two amateurs getting in there, it would have been a tough job anyway. But if they, you know, if they're just using the expertise they had within the Bureau and trying to do their job, you know, it would have been a learning curve, but you figure it out. But in their case, not only do they have this massive learning curve, but they're trying to prove things that aren't true to keep their base happy, to keep the people happy. They need to provide some sort of evidence that all the things that they've been talking about all these years were actually real. And rather than MAGA voters accepting the reality, which is that they weren't real, they'd been lied to, they're mad at Cash and Mangino. They're like, you guys are lazy. You guys are doing photo ops. You guys are now the Fed boys. You've gone native with the deep state. And this is making Dan Mangino unhappy. And I enjoy when Dan Mangino's unhappy. So sorry, Deputy Dan. That's the latest. Tough break that you gotta work for a living now that you took this job. Good luck finding some real bad guys instead of the ones that you pretended were bad when you were a podcast host. And my guess is I'll probably be seeing you back here as a competitor on the YouTube podcast charts sooner rather than later. So I look forward to that very much. Everybody else, subscribe to this feed. Help us get up the charts. Tell your friends. We'll be seeing you soon. Peace.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.